Hey, how's it going? JJ here, and I'm back with another new product from AT Guys. This one is for those of you who love to cook, or for those of you who maybe don't like to cook so much, but just want to make it a little bit easier. It's a thermometer to help you when you're grilling or when you're cooking, but it's also connected to your iPhone. So you actually use your iPhone to check the temperature and do so much more. It's called the iGrill 2, and there's also the iGrill Mini, and I'll explain both and the differences between them. The company is called iDevices, and they've worked with us to make sure their app is quite accessible with VoiceOver. They're a really cool job, so we definitely appreciate the work that iDevices has done to make their app accessible with VoiceOver. So what it is, in general, is a probe that you use to stick into whatever you're cooking, whether it's chicken or ham or beef or something else entirely. The probe actually withstands temperatures of up to 700 degrees and will measure up to 572 degrees. So anything you're cooking just about, you can measure with the probe. So it has the probe, and then it has about a 6-foot coil, which is oven safe, grill safe. It's actually covered, the wire is covered in a material that is burn safe, so you don't have to worry about ruining the cord. And then the other end is the little box, which has the actual transmitter on it. Now that's the part that you want to keep on the other end of your grill or away from the heat. So on the Mini, for instance, that box is about 2 inches by 2 inches, not even that much. On the bottom is a magnet, which you can use to attach the receiver transmitter to a surface, such as the outside of the grill, you know, away from the heat, which is attached to a little rubber base. And then the actual round unit clips inside the rubber base. On one side of it is a slot where the probe slots in. It actually kind of looks like a headphone jack where the probe plugs in. It's about that width, and it just kind of clicks in and clicks out, and that's how the probe connects to the iGrill. The iGrill Mini is a single probe device, where the iGrill 2 will take up to 4 probes. You can measure different meats at once or even the ambient temperature. So how does that work? Well, it all works with the iDevices Connected app. Now, if you go on the iTunes App Store, there's a couple different apps. You might see an older app called iGrill. You don't want that one. That was for the older iGrill. You want the one that's called iDevices. So I'm going to go ahead and bring that up.
iDevices.
And open it.
Double tap to open. iDevices. Device Manager.
And this is the iDevices app. So any iGrill that you have, if you happen to have more than one, it would manage all of them. So
we were unable to find any nearby iDevices connected products.
So it's saying that it's unable to find any nearby devices because it's not turned on.
Welcome.
So I'm going to take the iGrill Mini, and I'm going to press the singular button on it and hold it down for about a second.
iDevices connected. Back button.
And it's discovering the iGrill Mini.
Device Manager. Probe 1, 73 degrees. Set preset.
And there it is. It found my probe. It is currently 73 degrees. It's kind of just sitting here on the desk. But it is measuring the current temperature and sending it to my iPhone. Now, I don't have to be right next to the probe. It actually works up to about 150 feet away. So you could be across the house and measuring your temperature of whatever you're cooking or whatever is in your oven. Of course, you want to supervise the grill and all that. But you know, you don't have to necessarily be right by it to get the temperature. So it's really cool for safety as well. If you're worried about trying to get the temperature of something and also burning your hands at the same time, well, you don't have to worry about it with this because you stick the probe in to whatever you're cooking and then it'll give you the temperature. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to select this probe.
Edit probe. AT Guys. Back button.
I actually named it AT Guys because you can name the probes that you have.
Edit probe. Heading.
And let's see what we have here.
Device Manager. Probe settings. Heading. Name. Probe 1. Color indicator. Preset settings. Heading.
So there's a color indicator. If you're sighted or can see enough, you can match different colored probes with different indicators.
Type. Not selected.
So here's the preset. Here's what makes this thing even cooler.
Preset. Not selected.
So you can set a preset. So if we're going to cook a particular type of meat, we're going to select preset.
Choose preset. Edit.
And we have a long list of things that we could be cooking here.
Beef, rib, beef, medium, ground beef, fish, fill, fish, steaks, fish, whole, one, swordfish, 125 degrees, pork, heading, pork chops, medium, 140 degrees.
So suppose I want to do some pork chops, and it's telling me that they need to be cooked to 140 for them to be safe to eat. So if I double tap that.
Edit probe. AT guys. Back button.
Now we're back on the main screen.
Preset. Pork chops, medium 140 degrees.
And now we have our pork preset. So that thermometer is going to keep going, and hopefully the temperature will go up as we're cooking the pork chops. And then when it hits 140 degrees, an alarm will go off on your phone. You can choose the alarm sound that you want to use, anything from a beep to actually a track in your iTunes library. So once it hits 140, the alarm will go off and you know your pork or whatever you're cooking is ready. You can also set another type of alert for a range of temperatures. So say if you're doing a smoker and you need to keep the temperature between a low and a high temperature, you can set a range and then it will alert you whether if it goes outside of that range. Now there's lots and lots of presets for just about anything from ham to pork to chicken to duck. You know, it's all there. But if there's something that you just want to add yourself and you know the temperature that needs to go at, you can certainly add that in as a preset. It's oven safe as well. So as I said, there's a 6 or 7 foot cord, so you can stick it in something. I had it in a ham, had the ham in a roaster pan in the oven, had the cord coming out through the oven door. It's a thin cord, so it comes through the door just fine. And then I had the transmitter receiver sitting on the outside of the oven. So it was giving me the temperature while the probe was sticking inside the ham, which I was cooking, and then I was able to know when the ham was done, and that ham was delicious. It came out really well. So let's go back to the main page. I can show you a couple other settings that we have on the app.
iDevices connected. Back button. Device manager. Probe 1. 77 degrees. More.
We're going to click on more.
More.
And this is going to open up some additional options.
iDevices. Device. More. Globe. Share.
The share is where you can share to Facebook and Twitter and things like that.
Recipes.
There's some recipes on here.
Timers. Shop by grill.
There's timers. Of course, there's store.
Settings.
And there's settings. Let's see what other settings we have.
AT guys. Back button. Settings. Heading. Device manager. Battery status. 30%.
Now this is really cool. It's telling me the status of the battery that's inside the probe. Now the battery lasts for 150 hours, which is a long time, but of course it will go dead after a time. So it's telling me the battery is down to 30%, which means I might want to replace it sometime soon. So that's a really cool way of knowing where your probe battery is at. Now the Mini takes a coin cell battery. These you can get these for a couple bucks at just about any drugstore, or the bigger iGrill 2 takes a couple double A's.
Device name, heading, name.
That's where I set the name.
Temperature, heading, units, Fahrenheit.
Units are in Fahrenheit. You can make them in Celsius if you'd like.
Temperature alarm, heading, alarm sound, beeps.
And there's where you can choose the alarm sound.
Firmware, 1.12.
And there's the firmware version. It will automatically update if it needs to over the air. Now, if you happen to have more than one iGrill, you can monitor temperatures for all of them at once. You can have alarms going separately on either one. Or if you happen to have multiple probes in the same iGrill 2, you can also monitor all of that from the same iDevices app, which, by the way, is a free app. So like I said, there's two different products that are available. So there's the iGrill 2. That's the really cool pro version for the grilling aficionado. It has two probes, professional meat grade probes, that come with it. You can plug in up to two additional probes. It also comes with an illuminated display. It takes two AA batteries. It measures probably about 4x4x2. It's, you know, pretty much about twice the size of the smaller iGrill Mini, and that is available for $99.99. Now, if you're just doing a little bit of cooking or you just want to measure one thing at a time, you can get the iGrill Mini. That is a single probe unit, no display, for those of you that can see some. And like I said, just one probe. That is only a slot for one probe on the device. It takes a coin cell battery, and that's available for $39.99. Either one, it'll come with the actual iGrill unit, the little rubber stand, the magnet, the batteries, the initial batteries are included, and what they call a probe wrap. So the cord that I talked about the 6 foot cord, there's a little probe wrap and you can wrap the cord around this probe wrap when you're storing it to make sure that the wire isn't going all over the place. So it comes with all of those things. The manual does come in the box, and of course we have an accessible version of the manual on our website, as we do with just about all of our products. The manual is also in the app, but I recommend getting it from our website because it is laid out a little better that way. There's a manual for both the iGrill unit and also for the app, the iDevices Connected app. This will work with just about all of the iPhones that are out now. So anything from the iPhone 4S and newer, so all of the iPhone 5, 5C, 5S, and anything newer than that, the iPod Touch, the latest fifth generation of the iPod Touch, both iPad minis and the iPad third edition and later, so the third edition, the fourth edition, the iPad Air, it'll work with all of those devices. There is an Android version of the app coming soon within the next couple months. Oh, by the way, when you're done with your iGrill, you just turn it off. What you do is you hold down the main button, the only button on the unit, for about 3 seconds, and it will turn off your iGrill.
We were unable to find any nearby iDevices connected products.
And it's back off.
Need some help connecting to a product. Shop iDevices connected products.
Once again, a big shout out to iDevices for working to make their app quite accessible. We really do appreciate and have enjoyed working with them to make that a reality. These are available now from AT Guys, and we definitely hope you check it out. It's a really cool tool to have in your kitchen, outside in your grill, or wherever you might be cooking. Again, the iGrill Mini and the iGrill 2 available now at atguys.com or 269-216-4798. Thanks so much. Have a great day.